trust the Lord, oh my soul. All right, speaking of practicing listening, I want to have Micah and Teresa come up, and they're going to share a quick sense from the Lord with you guys. The first thing that our Elevation Ministry Elder Board did to kick off 2021 is quite simple. We put together the 10-point perfect strategy plan for maximum church. No, we didn't. The assignment was, if you're on the ministry board, pray and ask if God wants to give you a sense for Elevation Church for this year. So I'm proud that that's what we do on the ministry board. So come on up, guys. So what we're going to do over the next few weeks, as we just have some of the ministry board is going to share what they felt, what they believe, what they sense the Lord was saying that God is wanting to do in and through Elevation this year. So we're going to share those with you guys, some of them. And this is where, as a church body, we, as the Bible says, just test it. Hold fast to what is good. And so we believe there's some blessing in this, that the Lord's Spirit is moving on these things. And so we're going to share them briefly and pray. And over the next few weeks, you can just join with us if they resonate in your heart, that make this part of the prayer, your prayers, your intercession on behalf of our church family. Just join with us in these prayers for 2021. So if you haven't met these awesome folks, this is Teresa Lamana, Mike Orloff, he's our youth pastor, so you all seen him a million times. Teresa kind of hides in her humility, but she's one of our awesome life group leaders, along with her husband, Tom, and awesome part of our ministry board. So they're going to share and pray.
Well, first I saw a vision of Elevation. We were all up in this cloud, having a great time, party. And we started lowering rope ladders down, because we could see people down below that were wandering in darkness. They had no idea where they were. And the rope ladders would lower down, and somebody would bump into it, and the moment they touched it, they saw the light, and they started climbing up. And as they started climbing up, we would help them up, and we would rejoice with them. And it just made the party that much better. So I felt like the Lord wanted to say that we were going to be a safe refuge to all of the new recruits and for the weak. Then the second thing I heard was these words specifically. And I hope I can get through it, because it's really, you, my church, Elevation, aren't dazed and confused by all that is happening. Stand up and file in line. You are my army. I have taught you. I have trained you. I have given you my spirit, my power, and my strength. You are passing through a gate and entering a new place of battle. You are an army, and I am equipping you to do battle. Battle in the spirit by God's power and might. You are the army of God with great wisdom and discernment, strong, mighty, and ready.
Amen, amen. And what I've been feeling and sensing from the Lord, first of all, I want to throw out big props to the guys in the back there, Stan, Jake, you guys rock. There's something special that we get to see back there that I wanted to share with you guys. When we're back there from time to time as youth leader, youth pastor, on nighttime especially, we get this beautiful view out that window of Station 7, the fire station right there. And, you know, from time to time we'll hear a fire truck, fire engine come out of there, and there's some sirens, this and that. And it's funny, because when I was catching that, I was kind of like, wow, you know, God was kind of sharing something with me. And I felt it was this sense of like, there, the world often in crises will call those types of services, and even though they're in crises, they feel a sense of it's going to be okay because I've called on those services. And in the same way that they're first responders for the world, God was kind of sharing with me that we're the first responders for the world in a very spiritual way, and that we're called right now to be the first responders for what amounts to 2021 is going to be an interesting year, because I think there's people that are going to be concerned, frustrated, helpless, harassed about maybe a pandemic or about a new administration or the things that seem to, you know, wrestle with. And then there might be another group that's concerned about, is anything going to ever get back to normal? Is this the new normal? And there's going to be just people that are looking for help in crises. When the world looks to those emergency medical services, they're important. But there's another type of first responder that God's calling to, and that's us. And so I felt this sense that God was saying, you are my first responders by being disciples and making more of them. And you will be the ones that are going to, that I hope that my lost children are going to call first when they are in a situation. That when they're feeling the counterfeit and the pernicious lies of a world telling them this is right, that they can always look back to Jesus, and the way that they're gonna see Jesus is through the light and the beautiful feet that are the people of God that bring the good news to them. Amen.
Actually gonna have Alicia share first, and then Dr. Charles, and then we'll both pray.
Perfect, good morning. Am I good here? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So back in October, I felt the Lord gave me a vision of specifically Menifee. And I felt that I had like a view as if I was a drone looking down on the city. And I felt the Lord was showing me a lot of darkness, a lot of the enemy just kind of prowling around. And so it was heavy. I just felt like a lot of heaviness that was surrounding the entire city. I was then brought over to where Don and Casey live in their neighborhood, and I was drawn to this bubble of light that was surrounding their home. And I saw the enemy prowling in the darkness that surrounded that whole neighborhood, but that enemy wasn't able to penetrate this bubble of light. I then had the view that took me over, and I saw the same exact thing. I was drawn to this bubble of light that was surrounding Elevation Church. And again, I saw the darkness and the heaviness and the enemy. And again, the enemy wasn't able to penetrate this bubble of light. I was then taken higher, like to see the entire city as a whole. And I saw these seismic waves, kind of like an earthquake that creates these waves. And as these seismic waves were going out, the enemy was getting pushed out. The darkness was being pushed out. And I saw this whole city just glowing. And then fast forward back in January, just last month, I felt the Lord showed me more of the vision. And he first showed me Micah and I just going through our neighborhood and praying and declaring for breakthrough and for chains to be broken and for bondages to be broken. And then he took me higher again in that same view of a drone, and I began to see our Elevation family in their neighborhoods doing the same thing. And specifically, I have it in here, so I just don't want to miss anything. But specifically, what I felt like the Lord said was, we are all strategically placed in neighborhoods, and where we live is not by coincidence. I felt that there was a shift in the heavenly realms as we all prayed at the same time together in our neighborhoods. And as we did that, the ground began to shake, and his light of hope began shining brightly.
Well, they they asked that we spend some time and think about what the Lord wanted to say regarding the coming year. Quite often when I am told that seek the Lord in a particular matter ahead of time, I don't get much. The stuff that really hits me at the last moment. And this time, at the last moment, what hit me was an image of a strong tower that represented Elevation Church. It wasn't a tower with steel structure like an observation tower. It wasn't a tower with a flashing like a warning tower on the ocean, to a lighthouse to warn of danger. It wasn't a wooden tower like the derricks they used to build for oil exploration, but it was a tower built of strong, big stones. And as I looked at that tower, I saw that there was a light on the top, but it was a light that shone about in 360 degrees and lighted up the area of Menifee and the surrounding communities all around. And then I began to meditate and ask the Lord, what's this tower all about? And I sensed it's a tower of hope, regardless of the storms the year may bring. It's a tower of refuge for those assailed by fear. It's a tower of guidance for those who don't know which way to turn. It's a tower of courage for those who would surrender to despair. It's a tower of ministry for the surrounding communities. It's a tower of peace in the midst of a troubled time. It's a power of healing in the midst of sickness all around. And as I looked to the light, it seemed to me to be a light of Christian love, a light of the Holy Spirit's presence and power, a light of revelation, a revelation of God's plan for this church, this community, and for us as individuals. It was a tower built of large blocks of stone. And those stones are held in place by each one of us. We all then are the inner support of the tower. And the tower will expand its base and extend its elevation as we provide the effort and dedication, and as God welcomes others into the tower. As we do our part, God promised He will do His.
Yeah. I want to read this verse. I felt like this was what the Lord was saying to me last night. Isaiah 61. I feel like this is what he's saying over our church body, over our city, the revival over our nation. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And I felt like a focus of the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This year, the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Our times may be turbulent, but we are called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. I really felt Holy Spirit power on that last portion. I felt the Holy Spirit power on this entire thing, that it's not only the Lord is healing us where we are brokenhearted, freeing us where we are bound, but also as the Lord, as our God, as Jesus was sent, so are we. As we are healed, we go out and we heal. As we are made free, we go out and we bring freedom. And then there was a specific word, as we are evangelists and go out to bring this good news to our city. I want to energize us and ask us just to be asking the Holy Spirit as we go out to work, as we go out to places, as we encounter people, as we are in our neighborhood, just asking God how we can partner with him on his mission and asking him who he wants to touch. There's a mission that he has for each of us all the time. It shifts from day to day, season to season. But okay, this last part, I felt like this was really powerful. I really felt the power of the Lord on this. They shall raise up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. There's a lot of what feels like devastation now. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. I felt something in that, that what looks right now like turbulent times, lots of yucky things going on, lots of darkness, and there's just a lot of hard things that people are going through, and some of it may be new, and some of it may be the result from many generations past. You know, things being, even just health issues being passed down through families, emotional problems being passed down through families, just difficult things where the enemy has done his work. There have been devastations of many generations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. And as I read this last night, I want to pull up the word and make sure I remember exactly what word is. I'm pretty sure I asked Daniel to send me a picture of my journal. I'm like, Daniel, you have to save me. I need this word. It starts with R and I can't remember it. I felt like there was a significant power of the Holy Spirit upon us right now. For such a time as this, as we experience his power, come to him in all the places where you feel captive, where you feel like there's things that have been there for generations or in your life for decades. Come to him. I believe there is power in this verse here. They will repair the devastations of many generations. And the word that I felt was, that they will be resolved. They will be resolved. There will be heavenly wisdom, heavenly power unleashing to set captives free, to bring mercy and justice and help and the transformation of God in the time of need. So I just want to encourage us not to give up. Don't give up. Partner with him.
When we were asked to just listen to what God had for 2021, a word or a thought. What came to me were like two things, clearly, advancement and new territory. And so so that 2021 will be a year of taking new territory and a year of advancement, a year to take new territory and possess the promises of God. This is the year for elevation to arise and to awaken. To continue walking in the fullness of his Spirit. I can't read it, it's too dark. God is pouring out his love like never before. Prodigals are returning home. So there's a shadow of darkness over the land, and it's trying to advance, But the sons and daughters of the king, which is us, will advance as well, and we will be victorious. And so when you have a chance, read Isaiah 60, and also Zephaniah 3:17. And the first line of that is, the Lord God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. I would dance a new dance like David.